AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The bombing around Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The Israeli military's ordered mass evacuations from the town as it widens its ground offensive. Charles Deledesma has more.
The expanded offensive is aimed at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers, whose October 7 attack into Israel ignited the war. Israel appears to be racing to strike a death blow against Hamas before it's pressed into another ceasefire. But the increased tempo of operations could further accelerate that timetable and render even larger parts of the isolated territory unlivable.
Gaza's health ministry says the death toll in the territory since October 7th is nearly 16,000. Senator Bernie Sanders and other Democrats are saying they're done asking nicely for Israel to do more to reduce civilian casualties, demanding concrete assurances. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to speak to U.S. senators.
Tuesday's video session comes as the Biden administration is urging Congress to approve the White House's nearly $106 billion request for funds for the wars in Ukraine, Israel, and other security needs. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Zelensky's appearance after the administration sent an urgent warning about the need to approve the military and economic assistance to Ukraine, saying Kyiv's war effort to defend itself from Russia's invasion may grind to a halt without it. Schumer says Zelensky was invited to address the senators so they could hear directly from him precisely what's at stake. Norman Hall, Washington.
A former career diplomat's been arrested and charged with being a mole for Cuba. And our Mark Sherman reports the Supreme Court's looking at the settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma.
The settlement had overwhelming approval among both the victims of the opioid crisis as well as other creditors. But not everyone approved, including the Biden administration. And the court is trying to decide how much weight to give to those objections.
This is AP News. In case you missed this rather incredible story, Ed Donahue reports a 70-year-old woman in Uganda has given birth to twins.
Safina Namukwaya had a boy and a girl through cesarean section at a hospital in Uganda's capital. She received fertility treatments. She said, "What inspired me to give birth at my advanced age is that I had failed to conceive during my younger years, and I had no children of my own until I grew old." Dr. Isaac Chibet says Namukwaya is healthy.
We went ahead and assessed other organs, the liver, the kidneys, and all, and we noticed she was okay.
Namukwaya had a daughter at the same facility in 2020, again after fertility treatment. She is not the oldest mom. A 73-year-old woman in India gave birth to twin girls in 2019. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thank you, Ed. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.